Let's hear a voice now from a country where it's hard to get reliable news. Few Western journalists have made it into Syria. Others have to work from the country's borders to cover anti-government protests and a crackdown by the army. We also listen when we can reach them to citizens inside the country. And we spoke by way of the internet service Skype to a woman in Damascus. She's been blogging under a pseudonym, Jasmine Roman.
In Damascus, I can tell you can hardly notice anything changed since the unrest took place, you know, in March in other cities. In Damascus, its people seem like living in another planet, actually. Of course, people are not going out as they used to be, but everything is just normal. It's just like before. There is no demonstrations. There is no indication of what's happening in Syria, so you cannot rely on Damascus to know what's happening.
Now, when you say that things have been normal in Damascus, almost as if nothing is going on a day-to-day basis, is that because people in Damascus still support the government or because people in Damascus are afraid to speak out?
Well, you can say both. Basically, in Damascus, people are more or less from middle class and upper middle class. And they don't want any change because they don't want to risk it, you know, whether financially, socially, or whatever. And also, you have some people who might want to have changes in the country, but they don't dare because, as I said in my writings, there are great social pressure on people. And moderate voices are not being heard as usual, so you either anti or pro. And it's much easier to get yourself in the pro box or pro container because people would accept you more.
You mean pro-government, that's what you're saying.
Pro-government, yes. And some people also are afraid to speak because you're talking about 40 years of oppressing, so it's not easy to ask people to speak their minds.
And what kinds of things are you hearing if you run across someone who is not so well off or who has not benefited in some way from the Assad regime? What do they say?
Basically, they got fed up of 40 years of oppressing regime, and they just don't buy these lies told by the state media about what's happening. So, of course, they would take the protests side, but in different tones and styles. Maybe they won't say it directly. Because we have another problem that the protests itself is leaderless. And it's not well organized. They don't have specific agenda to follow. I think if they unite, they would attract more people and more audience to evolve around the protest.
How uncomfortable is it these days to have a discussion at a dinner party or in any other setting? Do the discussions frequently get into uneasy territory?
Yeah, it's pressuring and sticking sometimes because people are not accepting each other anymore. They're not focusing on the national security or the democracy or the freedom for the sake of the country. They just exchange accusations, and it's very easy now to label someone and to say this is anti or this is pro, which is, you know, like really limitize the Syrian people into two extreme pillars. And this would make the Syrians lose a golden chance to make a real change in the country. And it's really overwhelming to have this conversation, even sometimes with the closest friends to you, because they won't accept you. And this is how I described it in my writing, the social pressure, daily battle to keep living, surviving, and trying to have like moderate voice on your own.
She writes under the name Jasmine Roman. She's speaking with us via Skype from Damascus. Thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.